So I just want to give an introductory thought here concerning the teachings that I want to move into over the next few weeks. And then we're going to take time to worship in our giving, sharing communion together. I'm going to let you go. So I'm going to get you out of here very, very shortly. One of the things that I love about Holy Spirit working through the body is how he will continue to speak the word and in the body and give us ways to communicate the message. And it may be a similar message or maybe the same message, but it communicated in a different way that kind of gives a different imagination or imaginary approach to it that causes us to see it differently and hopefully grab a hold of it. That's why Jesus spoke in parables. He was speaking in a way that would give, if you will, a visual to help them to be able to grab a hold of his teachings on the kingdom. If you're connected to this house and those that are watching by way of live stream, you will know that Ayers is a house that our DNA is kingdom. It's the kingdom of God. It's always been a part of my teaching from the beginning of my ministry. When God gave me the name Ayers, connected with that was a revelation of kingdom. And so it's been years now. That name Ayers was given to me in 1976. And so I've carried that name for years, and now it's the name of the church. It's the name of Ayers International Ministries. It's the name of my publishing company, Ayers Publishing Company. There's also Ayers Media Group. And so for me, I live this. I live this. The kingdom, the reality of the kingdom. I don't mind telling you very quickly, as I prayed for all of you and your healing, I've had my own health journey that I walked through. By God's grace, I was able to walk through that and never lost sight of the kingdom or the reality of the kingdom. And as a result, now I stand here completely healed and whole and now able to share with others what the process that God walked me through. I spent about 40 minutes on the phone yesterday with a gentleman who called me from Rochester, New York, and shared my journey, my faith, in order to help him. And that's the way God works in our lives. See, sometimes, and even in the song that we were singing, every moment in your presence, all things become new. Blind eyes see, deaf ears hear. Miracles come true. But there are times, and as it was for me, it wasn't an instantaneous miracle. There are times when God will work instantaneously, but then there's other times when he wants to walk you through a process. Matter of fact, it ties into what I'm talking about here. Over the next few weeks, we're going to talk about kingdom on display, kingdom on demand. Kingdom on display, kingdom on demand. You see, your life should be kingdom on display that gives way to kingdom on demand. Now, when we use that phrase now, and I'm going to make sure I give ample time to it so that I'm real clear, we're not demanding God, all right? So don't, particularly those of you out there, oh my God, that I knew that church was a cult. Now they're talking about demanding God. That ain't what I'm talking about. But we can put a demand on the word of God. But y'all know that term on demand. How many of you got cable? Let me see. Come on, don't act like you don't watch TV. Some of y'all, your cable bill is worth more than your... And how many of you have in that cable package on demand? Come on now, don't make me go prophetic on y'all. I start pointing y'all out like y'all want to raise y'all's hands. But so you know that term on demand means what? It means instant access to something that you want to watch, want to see. On demand means you don't have to wait. Just pay this fee and you can access this anytime you want to. Kingdom on display, kingdom on demand. So when I was walking through this health challenge, I didn't quite see it this way as I'm getting it right now in the moment, but it was kingdom on display. See, your life, your faith should be walked out in a way that others see the kingdom evidence through you. As a result of that, it can lead to kingdom on demand. What do I mean by that? I mean that people are able to watch your life to the degree that they recognize you got a connection that they may not have. You got a connection with God. You connected to the kingdom. And I need the kingdom on demand right now. So they come to you for prayer. That's kingdom on demand. They come to you for wisdom. That's kingdom. I don't know what to do, but I don't see you being as challenged. And I know it has something to do with your faith because I've been watching you. And I need to know, can you pray for me right now? Kingdom on demand. Yeah. If you need to get in touch with God, come see me. Now see, y'all, a few more y'all should have got with that. See, I'm going to show you in the Word how the apostles lived this out. They were unapologetic. They weren't backing down. John and Peter said, silver and gold have us not. We don't have any money, but we got the kingdom. In the name of Jesus, get up and walk. Kingdom on demand. Kingdom on display. So I found myself recently just kind of, as the Holy Spirit began to speak this to me, and I thought about it because I got a text from Pastor Arnez. Some of you don't know Pastor Arnez. Grace sits right over here with Jewel and foster care daughter, and she texted me and said, pray, there's a student down in one of the rooms, they broke for lunch and they can't wake the student up. And so my first thought was, well, that's why you there. Now, I'm just saying, I ain't trying to be funny. I'm saying like, well, I text back, kingdom on location. Oh, God, I'll be right there. Now, kingdom on display is the reality that when I show up, the kingdom is here right now. The kingdom is here right now. Everybody else is fearful. Everybody else is doubt. But when I walk into the room, can you pray? We know you're a Christian. Can you pray? Yeah, kingdom on demand. Here we go. See, we've got to get it here. We've got to get it here. If we are going to truly be the answer. Our walk of faith is not dictated by the Republicans. It's not dictated by the Democrats. It's not dictated by any political party. It's not dictated by any social organization. It is the Word of God, the power of God, demonstrated through the Church of Jesus Christ. When I talk about the kingdom of God, let me share with you a couple of from the teachings that we've been doing for some time now, for years really, on the kingdom of God. But this is from excerpt from the book Cosmic Initiative by Jack R. Taylor. And I'm just going to read these and then I'm going to end out our time because I don't want to move us into this. I need to make sure we've got ample time and we're already over the time we normally spend together, which I'm okay with that, but you may not be okay with that. And so I don't want I don't want to be like Paul, where the guy fell out the window, fell asleep, and fell out. All right. So we're going to take our time with this, because I'm not trying to make this sensational. I need you to go to work tomorrow recognizing when you show up, the kingdom shows up. And when people know who you are and they know who's inside of you, they will place a demand on you, not recognizing they're placing a demand on the kingdom. But you and I are the kingdom connection. So this is what Mr. Taylor writes. The kingdom of God is the eternal rule of God over everything and everybody, everywhere, for all time and eternity. I love that. It is above time, yet envelops time. It transcends times and endures time. 1,000,000,000,000 ages ago, God's kingdom existed. 1,000,000,000,000 years from now, it will still exist. Being eternally permanent, it wins the right to be called everything. Because everything else is either encompassed by it or will ultimately cease to be. Come on, I just need you to act like you're looking at that screen for a minute. A couple of y'all act like you're taking a picture of it or something. Just humor me that this is starting to resonate for you. I need you to think about this for a moment. The kingdom of God is the eternal rule of God over everything and everybody, everywhere, for all time and eternity. Every moment in your presence gives way to the eternal. When heaven's reign comes into view, then all we see is you. It is above time, yet envelops time. It transcends time and endures time. 1,000,000,000,000 ages ago, God's kingdom existed. 1,000,000,000,000 years from now, it will still exist. Being eternally permanent, it wins the right to be called everything. Because everything else is either encompassed by it or will ultimately cease to exist. See, I just may be crazy. I don't know. I just believe that's where I'm supposed to live. There are no limits there. 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 And then he says this, the next one, the dynamics of kingdom, church, and gospel. And this is the part we've got to embrace. The kingdom of God, then, is the reign of God, both in eternity and in time. The kingdom on earth is manifested by the Holy Spirit as he works through the body of Christ, the church, whose members are co-heirs with the King. Co-heirs with the King. I have said it for many years, and I don't say it just because of the name of our church. I absolutely know it to be a reality. One of the missing elements, one of the missing revelations for the body of Christ is joint heirs with Christ. Heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ. Heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ. We are co-heirs with the King. Each member, look at this, each member is enrolled in what we might call Kingdom University, with a major in training for reigning. Some of you will remember that song. I didn't write this, but I had this revelation. God is preparing his people for their greatest hour. We will arise in his glory and the greatness of his power. No, the tests that you face and the storms that you're in are only to make you strong. We are in training for reigning with Christ. We are the heirs of salvation and joint heirs with God's only Son, lifting the sword of the Spirit. The enemy's now on the run. So we must not give up, and we sure won't give in, for we know that we've already won. We are in training for reigning with Christ. Come on and clap your hands. I wake up every morning in that reality. I shake off anything that tries to cause it to be something less, and I pull myself into that place. And you and I must do that every day. If when you arrive at your job or your destination, you're going to have any worth in you concerning the kingdom of God. If you see what we do here as separate from what you do on Monday, you've missed it. If you see what we do here as different than anything else you do out and around, then you've missed it. Because everywhere you and I go, the kingdom of God shows up with us. Kingdom on display, kingdom on demand. Every member is enrolled in what might be called Kingdom University with a major in training for reigning, with a major in training. What are you majoring in? Oh, you're going to college? What's your major? Training for reigning with Christ. Says both here and for the hereafter. The church has also been entrusted with a redeeming narrative called the gospel that once proclaimed enables others to enter the kingdom as well and to understand the eternal kingdom they have been invited to enter. Kingdom on display. Kingdom on demand. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.